The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for girls high school basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Danny Gettle with the analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And once again, we welcome you to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines and the 2016 Girls State Basketball Tournament as we get ready for our second game of three here this afternoon and this evening as we welcome in the 5A's. It's the state semifinals as it'll be the Linmar Lions taking on the Johnston Dragons. Great to have you with us once again. Scott Unash alongside Denny Gettle here courtside at Press Row. Well, one side of Marion, it didn't go real well. We were hoping for better things with the other side of the city of Marion as the Linmar Lions coming off a quarterfinal round victory, an easy one, 60-39 over the Indianola Indians. They will try to go 4-0 against the Central Iowa Metro League this year, but this is a tougher task. They take on number one in the state, the tall, athletic Johnston Dragons.
Yes, this should be a great game, and I kind of look at 5A girls basketball in Iowa this year. It's a little bit like the NCAA men's basketball because it was difficult for anybody to go unscathed. Johnston, the number one team in the state with three losses. Linmar coming in with four losses, and the 5A teams kind of knocked each other off throughout the season, but these two have made it to the semis, both with very good records.
Linmar coming in 20-4 on the year, the out of the Mississippi Valley Conference and the Valley Division, and the Lions finished second in that league to Cedar Falls. Johnston, they were second in one of the divisions, or check that, third in one of the divisions of the CIML. How about that? A third place team, but the number one team. That's kind of the way it's been, like you said, in Class 5A basketball. I think there were a total of five different teams. That were rated number one this year.
Yeah, it was a rotating deal, and there was no Sports Illustrated jinx, but there was the jinx of being number one and having to stay there. So anyway, that's all for speculation. This is going to be for reality to see which team can get to the final for tomorrow night.
Johnston 21-3 on the year. The Linmar Lions, of course, boy, what a great performance against Indianola with the emergence of Amanda Olinger, 24-22 in that state quarterfinal game against Indianola. She was just absolutely outstanding, but she got help. Cameron Finley had a good game. Allie Akers hit a couple of big-time shots, and that's the way Linmar has been beating people in the second half of the year. Yes, they're going to get points from the big two, but they're also going to get some stuff. Stuffing the stat sheet all over the place from the people like Akers and Freeze and Lanciel, and then off the bench from others like Allie Johnson, who had a great game, and then Megan Murphy with the 7 threes in the regional final.
Yeah, Amanda Olinger is a real deal. She is headed to the University of Iowa next year. Outstanding two-sport athlete with volleyball, also on her resume. It's interesting to look at the Lion numbers as they have only two players that average more than 5.4 points per game, and their number three scorer actually comes off the bench, Megan Murphy, and she had that huge game in the regional final.
For Johnston, this is a tall, tall team, tallest in the state, 6'4", 5'11", 5'11", and 5'10", and they're not, they don't stand still. They are very athletic. In fact, all five starters are going to be going on to play college athletics, and we're talking big-time college athletics. Four of them are going to be going D1 in different sports, and then they've got a D1 softball player coming off the bench that'll be heading to Missouri in two years anyway. You're not going to get a more athletic team in the state of Iowa than the Dragons.
No, I saw them play the Washington Warriors in the regional final at Johnston, and they played that game without their number two scorer, Rachel Henders, who had injured her back the night before, but she's been back for the state tournament, and they do have a lot of athletes. In that game, the first half totally belonged to their post player, Taryn Knuth, who had 26 points, I believe, at the half, and I don't think any other Dragon had more than 2 points at the half. But then the second half, Elle Brown, who is a tremendous athlete herself, really took charge and guided Johnston past a very valiant effort by the Washington Warriors. I wouldn't be surprised if there's been a little conversation between Jamie Brandt and Frank Howell about how to play against Johnston since the Warriors had seen him recently.
Lineups are being introduced here in just a moment. High school basketball once again presented by First Federal Credit Union this afternoon. And check them out online at firstfedcu.com. First of two 5-8 state semifinals. Next one will be the Cedar Falls Tigers in action. They will take on Ankeny Centennial and Scott DeYoung, the other team out of the Central Iowa Metro League, that is still alive. Let's go ahead and take a look at the lineups. They are brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance again here this afternoon. For the visitors, the Johnston Dragons, rated number one in the state in Class 5A. They come in at 21-3 overall. They will go with it a forward, number 12, Elle Brown, 5'11 and a junior, averaging 11.9 points per game, 3 rebounds per contest. Also at a forward, number 42 is Rachel Hinder. She missed the regional final, was back for the first game at state. She is a 5'11 senior, and Hinder's averaging 16.7 points and 7.5 boards per game. At center, number 44, Taryn Knuth, 6'4 and a junior, 18 points, 9.5 rebounds a game. And the starting guards are Shayna Stubbs at 5'9 and a senior, Stubbs at 2.8 points, 2.3 rebounds a game, and number 20, Haley Towers, a 5'10 senior, averaging 7 points per game. The head coach for Johnston is Chad Gillick. Now for the home team of the scoreboard, the Linmar Lions out of the Mississippi Valley Conference Valley Division, 20-4 on the year, and they are number 6 in Class 5A. For Linmar, their usual starting five, it'll be Allie Akers at a forward, a 5'8 senior. Akers averaging 4 a game. The future Iowa Hawkeye, Amanda Olinger, the 6'1 senior, coming off 24.22 rebound performance. Olinger averaging 17.5 points and 10.5 rebounds a game. At center, Lexi Fries, number 20, the 5'10 junior. She's going to have to be big today, 3.5 points a game. And the guards will be Brittany Lanciel at the point, the 5'3 senior, number 21, averaging 3 a game. And Cameron Finley, the 5'8 sophomore. And Finley at 12.3 points, 3.5 rebounds per game. The head coach of the Linmar Lions is Jamie France. Linmar making appearance number 7 at the Girls State Basketball Tournament. They won it all the last time they were here in 2011. Jamie then Printy made 3 appearances in her career before going on to the University of Iowa. Johnston making appearance number 6. And they go back-to-back after losing in the first round last year. Linmar in the home white, red and black trim. Johnston in the purple with the white and gold trim. Denny, this is a chess match, and there are going to be some interesting keys to this one today.
Yeah, I just did a little math here, and even though Linmar has 6'1 and 5'10 in the starting lineup, Johnston has 15 inches in their starters over Linmar. That's 3 inches per player, and that could be parlayed into a definite height disadvantage. So Olinger and Fries are going to have to do the job on the inside against all this size that Johnston has, but maybe Linmar will have an edge on the quickness side. We'll see.
I'm going to be interested to see how they're going to pick up Cameron Finley. I got to think it's going to be Elle Brown, but we will see. But Linmar has to stay out of foul trouble, especially Amanda Olinger.
Yep, Elle Brown is a defensive specialist for the Dragons, for sure.
And she's going to take Finley, I would imagine. Going to be Knuth and Olinger, 2 D1s to tip in the center circle, and Johnston wins the tap as Brown will chase it down to the backcourt, and we are underway with a very raucous Johnston student section right behind us. Dragons drop it inside right away to Knuth, goes back door, right hand layup, in and out, no good. Dragons get the offensive board, and that's going to be another key. You got to limit Johnston as far as their offensive tries are concerned.
Well, Stubbs got her own rebound.
Towers up front, Elle Brown. She's going to be picked up by Finley. Linmar in the straight man. Hinders picked up by Fries, and it's going to be Olinger on Knuth. They drop it inside Knuth. Turnaround shot short, rebound loosen the floor, but Johnson gets it again. Turnout shot blocked by Olinger out of bounds. You got to pick your moments to try to block the shots if you're Amanda Olinger.
Yeah, twice a Johnston player rebounded their own miss.
Stubbs to inbound, looking. They'll try the lob, looking, still trying to get it in. Now they lob it out to L. Brown up top. Brown off the clear out. Stutter move going one-on-one. Hangs and scores. Broke down Finley that time, and it's 2-0.
That was a good take.
Brown, the daughter of Drake Relays director Brian Brown and Natasha Kaiser Brown, who wasn't a bad athlete herself. Drive, dish, layup good. Lexi Freeze off the miss by Finley, and Lindmar on the board.
It was actually a pass by Finley from Olinger to Olinger.
2-2 game. And Johnston with the basketball going to the bucket to our left against the Lindmar man. High catch Knuth way outside. Olinger playing off of her at the three-point line. Now she'll back her way in. Goes up and flips it off the glass. No, and the rebound to Lindmar. That's what Olinger has to do. Just show the presence. Oh, here's Olinger taking it off the dribble. Drives in, layup good. Olinger went around Knuth that time and scored with the left hand.
It appears to me that Johnson's really trying to take the ball at Olinger, trying to get her into some foul situation.
4-2. Knuth in the high post. Lob pass inside. Hinders back to Knuth. Turns down to three. Gets it over to Stubbs. Stubbs on the drive and pass inside. Nobody home, and they throw it away.
Johnson has some interesting shooting numbers coming in. Shayna Stubbs, for example, has not made a three in the entire season as a guard. And then Haley Towers, who's made 41 threes, shoots only 42% from the free throw line. Kind of strange.
Freeze inside, posting up in the right block. Turns, puts up with the right hand, left it short, and Hinders with a rebound. Outlet, here comes Brown, pushing it up ahead for Johnston. Gets it over to Towers. Standing dribble, Haley Towers goes cross court. Knuth trying to drop it off inside, and good defense by Lindmar. They doubled the post. They're going to have Lanciel, it looks like, help out. So somebody's going to be open on the outside for Johnston.
Well, and Olinger's been helping out on the post as well when Knuth has been away from the basket.
Dragons down 4-2, the inbound. They go cross court. And Brown will circle it outside. High post, Knuth, high arching turnaround, short rebound, Lexi Freeze.
Good defense by Olinger.
So far, so good. Olinger has the basketball, and she'll hand it off to Allie Akers. Lions by two, 4-2. Backing her way in, Lanciel gets it up top to Finley. Stutter dribble, Finley, spin move, into the lane, off balance floater, no, left it short. And the rebound to Johnston. Lindmar trying to go a perfect 4-0 against the CIML. Pass inside, tipped away by Freeze, and nobody retrieved it. Here's Brown, 15-footer, way too strong, and Olinger grabs the board. Lions have beaten Waukee, Dowling, and Indianola. Now they'll try to get Johnston today. Finley, three won't go, and the rebound to Hinders.
Finley third already.
Has missed her first two. Here's Brown going crossover, driving a kick outside. Three on the way. Good. Right wing. Four, Haley Towers.
And as I said, she's made 41 of those coming into the state tournament.
Imagine a lot of them wide open, too. Olinger up the clear out. Isaac can't buy it, though, from three, and it's out of bounds, and it's going to go to Johnston.
That was an ill-advised three, in my opinion. A little more ball movement before you can get that shot a lot of different times.
Allie Johnson coming in, the 5'6 sophomore, who had a big quarterfinal game for the Lions off the bench. And for Johnston, they will go to the bench as well, as they will bring in Paige Siren, 5'6 junior guard. Shot up no good, rebound good by Hinders off the Knuth miss.
And Lanciel, assignment of boxing out there, didn't get it done.
Johnston with their three-point lead at 7-4. Dribble drive all the way in. Lanciel had it blocked, and it came down right on her back, and Siren comes away with it. Across the timeline, the Towers in the corner. They play catch with it outside the arc. Now Knuth in the high post. As Johnston will get the call from the bench. 3:33 to play here in the opening quarter.
Lindmar made their first two shots. Now they missed five in a row.
Henders to Brown. Puts it on the floor. Silk Girls right with a stutter move. Kick outside. Henders will try it for three. Front iron, no. And Olinger with a good block out of Knuth gets the board.
Her third rebound already.
Olinger driving. Cut off by Knuth. Back to Finley. Left of the circle. Crossover dribble. Now to Johnson. Olinger with 3 minutes to play. Amanda directing traffic. Now puts it on the floor, drives in, got it blocked, got it back, flips it up, no, and Johnston the other way. You can't force it. You got to take what they give you. Brown a drive and a kick. Searin for three, and that's their game. They hit threes. Johnston's almost impossible to beat. Because they're going to be wide open, Denny, because of all that inside presence.
Yeah. Well, Lindmar's got the quickness and talent to guard on the outside. They're going to have to get that done.
8-0 run by the Dragons. Here's Finley going crossover drive and a kick outside. Here's Freeze for the jumper, no. And the rebound out of bounds. It'll go to Johnston. Lindmar shooting under 33% here in quarter number one.
2 for 10. Made their first two. They've missed the last eight.
Here comes Megan Murphy into the game for Lindmar. 5'7 sophomore. As Brown will walk it up. 2:10 to play here in quarter number one. Brown back it comes. Into the game now is Jenna Johnson. And inside off the miss, foul call. On the Lions. It's going to be the first on Lexi Freeze.
Freeze got beat off the dribble and fouled her from behind.
Carly Spees is going to come in. 6'2 sophomore. Did not play in the game in the quarterfinal. As a free throw good by Jenna Johnson. 5'9 sophomore. Second free throw up and off the front iron, no good. And Olinger almost tapped it into the basket. Johnston with the 11-4 lead on a 9-0 run. Line basketball. Finley outside the arc. Dumps it inside. Pass stolen away by Johnson, who stepped right in front of Spees. Turnover number one. Johnson the floater, too strong. Olinger with the rebound.
Her sixth already.
Well, can she outdo 22?
On a pace.
Finley hand back. Olinger three. That one's short. And the rebound to Knuth. And Johnston will hold it up here and slow it down. Lindmar probably wants to have this a little higher pace than the Dragons. Brown off the clear out, behind the back dribble, drives in, double pump runner, and she got fouled. Turned the corner, and I think they're going to get Finley.
Just a big-time athletic move.
And Brown to the line. And Allie Brown with the pair, first one up and good. And Knuth will come out, and we're going to get a Lindmar 30-second timeout here. We'll go ahead and take a 30-second break with them. 1:17 to play here in the opening quarter. It's Johnston 12, Lindmar 4, back in 30 seconds here on KGYM.
How you doing, everybody? Bob Brooks here with Julie Connect Tao, talking football, talking wins, talking about comfort care.
Yes, Bob, winning and comfort care go together. With the quality in-home services comfort care offers, your loved one wins.
And you win by getting quality time back with your loved one.
A win-win, yes, indeed. Call Comfort Care, 294-3527. That's 294-3527 for comfort care.
Go with a winner. Go with comfort care.
Back with you here at Wells Fargo Arena. Scott Udash alongside Denny Gettle. Ellie Brown on the free throw line and can't get it. Misses the second and it stays a 12-4 lead for the Johnston Dragons. And Johnston with a 10-0 run going right now. Finley, Megan Murphy, it worked the weave up top. High post to Spees, turns at the free throw line. Kick out to Olinger, off the clear out. Going baseline, all the way in the drive, no good. Got her own rebound. Back up, too strong. Third effort up, good by Spees, counting a foul. As she snuck in on the weak side. And the foul going to be charged to Jenna Johnson. As Johnston will bring Brooke Wilms into the lineup.
Olinger made a good move to the basket that time. Put it off the backboard. It wouldn't go. Got her own rebound and had another good look. It wouldn't go, but Spies kept battling and got the third opportunity.
To the free throw line, the 6'2 sophomore up and right through.
And that make broke a streak of 11 straight misses for the Lions. So good to see the ball go through the basket again for their psyche.
And it broke a 10-0 Johnston run. Under a minute to play here in the game's first quarter. Towers a high lob pass inside. Turnaround hook good for Canoe.
Good deep interior pass. Limar can't let that pass come from that far away.
Yeah, Spies let her get way too deep in there, and that's pretty much done when you get that. 14-7. Johnson out front. See if Lindmar goes for the last shot. Nope, Murphy will line up a deep three. It's no good, and the deep kicker comes out to Johnston. Wilmus up court. Surprised Towers with that pass. Now they play catch with it outside the arc. 10 seconds to play here in corner number one. They'll spread court. Get in the high post. Now Knuth will take the jumper. Hits it just inside the arc.
Showing her versatility. How about that? A 6'4 player makes one up from beyond the free throw line.
Johnston with a very good first quarter. And after one, it's the Dragons on top of Lindmar, 16-7. We'll come back with the second quarter. And we'll do it after this timeout. You're listening to Girls State Tournament Basketball here on KGYM.
Lee's is doing their don't-do-it-yourself sale. We do have our other sales that come throughout the rest of the year, but nothing's quite like the Lee's sale. It's just the best carpet out there. I have it in my house, and I absolutely love it. I'm Brad Stork with Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. We do have five different 50% off carpets, as well as the rest of the entire Lee's line, 20 to 30% off. But then hard surface, we've got hardwood, we've got laminate, we've got LVT, we've got ceramic tile, porcelain tile, anywhere from 10 to 50% off. And when you figure there's homes that are looking at 1,000 square feet, that's big savings. There's no doubt about it. It saves your money in the long run if you work with a professional that does this every day. The Don't Do It Yourself sale is going on now through April 18th, 2016. Bachmeyer Carpet One, 3402 Merchant Street, Coralville, across from Tyson's.
Back with you here in Des Moines. Quarter number two underway. Johnston with a 9-point lead. It'll be Lindmar basketball. Claire Larson, the senior into the game for the Lions. Here's Olinger, guarded by Knuth. Takes her off the dribble, fakes, goes up with a jumper. No good, strong, and the rebound out of there to Jenna Johnson. Lindmar going for the steal, and the Dragons come away with it. Stubbs back into the ball game, takes it into the front court, in there with Johnson. They drop it inside to Knuth. Turnaround hook, good. She's got six, outside, inside. And Johnston by 11 at 18-7.
She's a big-time basketball player and going to play volleyball in college.
Going to go to Florida State. Here's the high-low. Nice catch inside Olinger. Double kick out to Johnson for three. No good short. Olinger the rebound. Back up and in.
Four Olinger for working Olinger. Hard on the board. That's her ninth rebound already.
18-9. Back within single digits. Set the lineups for you. As Johnston with the basketball. Wilmus over on the right side. They clear it out for Johnson. Crossover dribble right in the lane. Now spins to the baseline. Goes up, forced a shot, hit the side of the glass, and Larson with the rebound. Olinger, Allie Johnson, Claire Larson, Spies, and Finley in there right now for the Lions. Finley stuttered dribble. Now Spies off the dribble on the drive. Shot rejected by Canoe. Yet just when you go against Knuth, you got to go with the pump fake.
Yeah, I actually think she was trying to slip the pass to Olinger there.
Almost drop inside to Hinders and going for the steal, freeze, and tied her up. And the arrow will stay with Johnston. Haley Towers, Ellie Brown back in for the Dragons. Making their sixth appearance here at the state basketball tournament for the girls. And Brown inbound to Towers. Right back it comes to Brown. Inside, doubled. Knuth, good passing over the baseline to Stubbs. Back to Knuth for three, and she hits.
And that, I believe, is her first three of the season.
Yes, it is. 0 for 4 coming in. She's hit two jumpers. She's got nine. It's 21-9 Johnston. Finley over to Johnson. Circles left off the high ball screen. Gets it over to Finley now. Finley puts it on the floor. A couple crossover moves. Looking to go one-on-one. Now kicks it out to Freeze. Right back it comes to Cam. And the Lions will reset. 5:38 to play here in quarter number two. 21-9. Pick and roll to Olinger. Drives inside. Duck under moves. Shot blocked by Knuth again.
A great move and a great block.
Two great athletes going at it. Feet inside. Hinders another layup.
Johnson having their way right now. Lindmar's got to get some answers here. Down 14. A lot of game left.
23-9. And when this team with athletes is going on all eight cylinders, it is tough. Larson on the dribble drive. Leaves it at the baseline. Freeze jumper short. But the rebound to Lindmar. We get an offensive board. Finley going one-on-one. Backs her way in. Traveled with it.
You know, this is a team game played by individuals, and it's easy for an individual to kind of take up a one-on-one challenge with somebody, but you got to keep the team game in mind.
Now, Lindmar right now is forcing things.
Yep.
Here's the high-low lob inside. Layup missed that time and over the back. Going to be called on Shayna Stubbs. Only the second foul on Johnston. And that will allow Johnston to show a little pressure for the first time today. A little man pressure in the backcourt. Allie Johnson will bring it up against Shayna Stubbs. And Stubbs picked her pocket. Stolen away. Oh, missed the layup, though. And Johnson with the rebound and then a foul on the Dragons. And Stubbs gets her second. And she'll come out of the lineup. Paige Siren right back in for the Dragons. 23-9 Johnston.
Give Allie Johnson credit there. She didn't hang her head. She got back there and got the rebound off the miss.
Now Olinger is going to bring it up herself. Olinger with four here in the early going. On the hand back, Johnson kicks it outside the arc left side. Stutter dribble, Finley going baseline. Cut off of the double teams to the corner. Olinger three-pointer good.
That was a good choice of shots because it was an inside-out pass. She was open and nailed it.
Siren, they answer the other way. No good short. Another Olinger rebound. She'll bring it up herself. Here goes Amanda. Goes crossover. Step back 15-footer. Floated it short. And Knuth gets the rebound. Ellie Brown will walk it up for the Dragons. Up by 11. Brown off the clear out, going one-on-one. Her step-back jumper swished right through.
Well, she an athlete.
Going to be going to Missouri. It did not say what she's going to play. I know she's a great trackster. Why not?
Yeah.
With those two parents. Brian Brown, great guy, head of the Drake Relays. And, of course, Natasha Kaiser Brown is an Olympian out of Des Moines.
Good genes.
Olinger off the clear out. Can't get the layup to go with the left hand.
Knuth recovered even though she got beat and bothered the shot.
Brown ahead to Siren, and she got hammered as she took it at the basket. I think they got Freeze, and that might be her second. And that's the case. Third team foul against the Lions, and she's got two. And Siren right back to the free throw stripe for the Dragons. And hits the first one. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union today. As Lancey will back in along with Allie Akers, and Freeze and Johnson will check out. Johnston by 14 to make it 15.
A lot of ball game left. Lindmar's just got to get some stops and have better possession.
Siren with five off the bench. Here's a double team trap. Ahead to Finley and the ball kicked. As she tried to bounce it down low to Larson. Lindmar's got to get Cameron Finley going.
Yep, got to get some offense from the outside.
Looking, still looking, and finally lobs it out deep to Akers. You got to be careful about that today. Up top, Olinger takes the three, now puts it up and missed it. And the rebound, Akers had it, lost it, goes on the floor, gets it. And a jump ball going to stay with Lindmar. So with 2:47 to play, the Lions will put it into play.
Lindmar just 1-for-7 from deep.
Left of the glass looking in. They go back door. Underneath, Larson goes block to block with Olinger. Larson knew Henders and Knuth were in there. Akers on the drive and a kick out. Here's Olinger. Gets by Knuth, takes it inside. Can't get the layup to go. And that's been the kind of afternoon it's been for Lindmar. Lanciel, a drive and a kick. Crossover dribble. Now taking it inside. Larson. Her scoop shot won't go, and then Larson commits the foul. Lions, the last few minutes have gotten good looks, and ball is doing everything but going in the basket.
Yeah, Olinger caught Canute unaware there, had an open layup, and just put it up a little too hard. But that shows how much Canute has been bothering every shot. It's, it gets in your head.
27-12 in favor of Johnston. Brown on the drive, takes it right of the lane, hands it off now to Towers. Picked up over there by Larson. Knuth on the high-low. Hinders. Kick outside to Siren. And a three-second violation on Johnston.
Not many fouls in this game. 14 fouls on Lindmar, 3 on Johnston. With 2 minutes to play in the first half.
2:02 remaining here in the first half. Marlins needs a little burst here ahead of halftime. Olinger. Outside the arc, works it over to Akers, far wing. Akers circles right, takes the top of the key over to Larson. Jump three, no, and the rebound out of there to Towers. Haley Towers in the front court for the Dragons. They'll clear it out for Brown. Long diagonal pass over to Siren in the corner. Dumps it down low to Henders. Turns, puts it up with the left hand, can't get the roll, and another rolling a rebound. Up court it comes to Cam Finley. Finley stop and go dribble. Drives in all the way and gets on the board with her first two.
Effective use of her left hand as she's a left-hander.
27-14. Lions back within 13. Larson on Ellie Brown. She'll go one-on-one. Pull-up jumper from 17. Short. Olinger another rebound. She's done a great job of the boards. Up ahead to Finley. Pull up three off the front iron. No. Rebound out of there to the Dragons as Henders gets it. Up court to Brown. The Siren in the corner puts it on the floor. Waits for the trailer. Henders pull up three. Short. Rebound again to Olinger. Who's got a bushel basket full here in the first half.
She's got 12 by my count.
Already working on a double-double. Akers drives and Henders. Goes behind the back. Takes it in the lane. 28 seconds to play. Out to Finley on Brown. Back to Brittany Lanciel. Siren on her. Circles it. Now leaves it for Finley.
Lindmar can get a bucket here. They can cut it to 11 or perhaps 10.
Goes inside. Turnaround shot. Forced it off the glass. Too strong. And here goes Johnston the other way. 6 seconds. 5 seconds. Here's Brown off the dribble. NBA three up. No good. 1 second to play, tossing it up over shoulder, Knuth, and that's the end of the first half. The first half that Johnston got the better of. At halftime, the Dragons 27 and the Lindmar Lions 14. And we'll come back, talk halftime with you after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to coverage of the Girls State Basketball Tournament right here on KGYM Sports.
Dapper gentlemen in black overcoats. Stylish ladies in wool coats with shiny buttons. Off to work, off to market, and always glancing at their wristwatch to stay on schedule. When Hertine and Stocker Jewelers was fresh on the scene in the 40s, a watch was a functional piece for telling time, but the concept of time is design was just taking off. Heritage brands like Movado, Citizen, and Tissot started creating bold, artistic timepieces for men and women. The perfect marriage of beauty and technology. You'll find these brands along with others like Tavan, Daniel Wellington, and American-made Bel Air at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers today. With so many different design choices, you'll find something that suits you or someone special waiting for you at Hertine and Stocker. Stop by and see what's ticking in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers at the corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
KZIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids. This is the gym.
Back with you at the Girls State Basketball Tournament. Alongside Denny Gettle, I'm Scott Unash. Jeff Downing, our in-studio producer today. As at the break, the Johnston Dragons lead the Linmar Lions 27-14. Linmar got off to a good start here in the game, but Johnston changed the momentum with a 10-0 run midway through the first quarter to take an 8-point lead. They've extended it up to 9, and, got it up at 1 point of lead to 15, and is down to 13 here at halftime at 27-14. And a lot of things to be done at halftime for Jamie Brandt.
Yeah, it is still reachable, 27-14, 13-point lead, not insurmountable. The shooting has been an issue for the Lions, just 6 out of 30 and 1 for 8 from three-point range. So they got to knock down a few threes if they're going to have a chance to close this margin. On the other side, Johnston, 10 out of 26 from the field and 3 for 6 from three-point range.
We'll get all the stats coming your way, coming up here in just a couple moments. The official statistics as provided by the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. Earlier on, Marion fell as the Indians watch their season come to an end, 54-48 against the Pella Little Dutch. And Pella will now take on Mason City coming up in the state championship game in Class 4A. That'll be coming up tomorrow evening. Scoring in the first half for Johnston, Taryn Knuth leading the way with 9. Ellie Brown with 5. Paige Searin off the bench with 5. Rachel Hinders has 4. Haley Towers with a 3-pointer and 3. And Jenna Johnson with a free throw for 1. For Linmar in the first half, Amanda Olinger leading the way with 7. 3 field goals, one of those a 3-point goal. 3 off the bench for Carly Spees and Lexi Fries and Cam Finley with 2 apiece in this one for Linmar. Lions with 3 turnovers. Johnston with only 2 in that first half of play. And the bench scoring right now is 6-3 in favor of Johnston. Throw it to you for looking at your official statistics at halftime.
Johnston 10 for 26, just under 40% from the field, 3 for 6 from three-point range. Linmar 6 out of 30 from the field, 1 out of 8 from three-point range. Free throws, Johnston is 4 for 6, Linmar 1 for 1. There haven't been many fouls called in the game. And rebounding is pretty even, 20-19 in favor of Johnston. Johnston with the two tall players in there, both doing a good job. Taryn Knuth with 7 boards, 2 of those offensive. Rachel Hinders has 6 rebounds, 1 offensive. And the Lions, led by Amanda Olinger, who had 22 rebounds in the opening round game, she has 12 at the halftime here. And I don't know what the record is for the entire tournament for rebounds, but she's going to be up there contending for that. But even though she had 22 rebounds, she didn't have the highest total in a game here, as last night we saw Anna Keel from Unity Christian pull down 24 boards and tie the all-time tournament record for a game in rebounds. So there have been some tremendous individual rebounding efforts here in Des Moines.
It's going to take a few more rebounds to get to the all-time state record in one tournament for 5 players. Our friend Karen Schulte still has that from Cedar Rapids Jefferson with 95.
Whoa.
So it might take a little bit, but still a good start for Amanda. Linmar needs a few more points, though.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And, you know, for the most part, they've done a pretty good job so far today against Knuth and Hinders, especially against Hinders. Knuth has stepped out and hit her first three-pointer of the year. hit another jump shot just inside the three-point line. But when they start to get that going and they get that inside presence, they've gotten a lot of open threes, and they've made them throughout the year with the guards. But Lindmar stayed out of foul trouble. They just have not shot the ball well.
Yep. Amanda Olinger working very hard to keep Knuth under control at that end, but Knuth's been very comfortable at the offensive end, and I think Amanda's just been a little bit more uptight at the offensive end for herself. And Lindmar's just got to not try and make this all up in the first couple minutes of the second half. They just got to peck away at this, get this thing under 10. Maybe they can get Johnston to tighten up a little bit offensively.
The Dragons leader to halftime, 27-14 here over the Lindmar Lions. We've got 1A state championship basketball coming your way tonight at 5:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM as the Springville Orioles in action. Springville will take on Turkey Valley. Big thanks to Nate Sanderson. He already sent out all the media notes. I'll have to let you take a look at those here, but...
He was a sports information director in another life, I think. He does a wonderful job of promoting his team, and that's awesome. We in the media really appreciate those efforts.
There you go. And it'll be Springville against Turkey Valley coming up here this evening.
Men's basketball, Wichita State led Loyola 30-21 at the half. I bet that's a little further on in the game by now.
Might even be done, or close to being done.
Update here. Whoa, Loyola with a 55-54 lead. And 2:57 to go at the half. Man, that would be a huge upset.
Boy, you and I. And they take on Southern Illinois coming up in the next game down there. And
guess if Loyola would win and you and I would win.
Somebody's going to be real unhappy in the field of 68 because they would lose their spot.
Yeah, I think Wichita should be in either way, but the committee may not see it that way.
Oh, I can't imagine Wichita State not being in the tournament.
But Loyola beat you and I twice this season, so that's another issue.
And Loyola's got talent.
They do.
75-55, by the way, as the Iowa women fell to number one seed in Maryland at the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis today. And your update on what's going on is the Marion Indians fell 54-48 earlier on today to the Little Dutch of Pella. We're at halftime, and our score is Johnston on top of Lindmar by a score of 27-14. The second game will be the Cedar Falls Tigers. They were the Valley Division champions ahead of Lindmar, and they will take on Ankeny Centennial coming up here, and that will be our second 5A semifinal. Then they'll have a little respite, a small one, perhaps time for a fine run to the hot dog stand.
We'll take up a collection on the way.
Yes, we will. And get ready for the 1A state championship game. We kid because we care. Yeah. I miss the ruptured duck.
Yeah.
If you're wondering what in the world is that, that was the old, the main concession stand at Vets Auditorium. behind the West Stands over there, the ruptured duck.
And before that, the great coach's hospitality room they had up on the mezzanine that used to have a lot of food until all us freeloaders started to eat too much. I cut that back a little bit.
And I wonder why that happened. But I miss the coach's room. I know the coaches miss that room. And, boy, they would congregate there. And there's just not a room like that here at the new arena.
Well, how about the radio announcer's perch?
You know what? I miss that, too. I really do, because it was a great look. You didn't have to worry about a basketball flying your way or somebody else flying your way. And the kids were underneath you.
You had to go up in the balcony, walk down a few steps, climb over the railing.
Now, that was the bad part.
And to bench seatings with no obstructions in front of you.
Yeah, but that was a very interesting time. We are at halftime as we reminisce. Johnston leading Lindmar 27-14. We'll take a one-minute timeout and come back with second-half action from the spanking new Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines after this one-minute break here on KGYM.
Mind blown. This is Gigability. internet at the speed of now, exclusively from I'm On Communications. Gigability, with internet speeds up to 1 gig, gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, I'm On Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. I'm On Gigability is now available in residential fiber to the home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Back in Des Moines as both teams break their huddles. Set the Lindmar lineup as we start half number two. Lanciel, Finley, Akers, Fries, and Olinger. And for Johnston, Knuth, along with Hinders, Stubbs, Towers, and Ellie Brown. Set to go, half number two. Here from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Johnston with the basketball. And they'll go to the bucket to our right. Lindmar will pick him up man-to-man. They've been that way the whole game. Cross-court skip pass. Stubbs looking inside. Knuth, they double down on her. Working the perimeter. Back it comes to Towers. Goes crossover. Starts to penetrate. As Johnston being patient here on their first possession of the half.
Stubbs, who has not made a three all season. Lindmar is laying way off her. Trying to clog up the middle.
Back door. Hinders on the handoff. Brown turns the corner. Takes it inside. Blocked from behind by Fries. Out of bounds. And it'll be Lindmar ball.
Good defensive possession that time for the Lions.
Got to get a good start. If you are Lindmar for the second half here. And that's not a good start. Here's a takeaway and a steal by Stubbs. Took it right away from Lanciel.
He dribbled the ball in the hand closest to the defender. Always a problem.
Olinger will bring it up. Minute into the second half, 29-14. Lions working the wave. High post now to Olinger. Turns, dribbling it off her leg. She'll retrieve it before it hits the far sideline. Looking. Might have got away with a double, but didn't. Here's Finley. Stutter dribble. Driving on Brown. Back to Olinger. Takes it free throw line right. As we played a minute 20 here of half number two. Akers to Finley. She'll turn, fire the three. Missed it badly left, and the rebound to Towers. Lions are just not getting good shots. Pass inside. Chased down by Hinders. Gets the re-pass. They work the triangle right. Back tap. Here comes Stubbs. Leaves it for Brown. Baseline high archer, no. And Olinger had the rebound, lost it out of bounds, and it'll be Lindmar basketball.
Knocked away by Knuth from behind. The Johnson student section doesn't like the call, but I think it was a good one.
6:10 to play here in the third. Lindmar down 15. Johnston with the lead. Finley backs her way in. Gets triple teamed. Forced a shot up and just blocked by Brown. And again, the Lions just not getting good shots. Here's Knuth on the drive. In all the way. Got bumped and laid it in. Force the action, just kind of bounced off Lexi Fries. 11 for Knuth, and it's 31-14. Lanciel driving a kick out. Olinger for three, no good short. Rebound Knuth, and she's got a breakaway. One on none, covers ground, and lays it in.
Long stride.
Timeout, Lions. And full timeout, we'll take one as well. 5:30 to play in the third, and it's Johnston big, 33-14 over Lindmar. Back after this here on KGYM.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
How you doing, everybody? Bob Brooks here with Julie Connect Tile, talking football, talking wins, talking about Comfort Care.
Yes, Bob, winning and Comfort Care go together with the quality in-home services Comfort Care offers. Your loved one wins.
And you win by getting quality time back with your loved one.
A win-win, yes, indeed. Call Comfort Care, 294-3527. That's 294-3527 for Comfort Care.
Go with a winner. Go with Comfort Care.
Back at Wells Fargo Arena, Lions down 19. Biggest lead of the game so far for Johnston. Freeze in the right block and the hand back to Olinger. Driving a kick to Lanciel for three and got it. Well, there's a start.
Just the second three of the game for the Lions. They're now 2-4-11.
33-17, going to need more of those. Freeze going for the steal. Henders gets away. Drives the right side of the lane. Runner good with the right hand.
Lindmark tried to draw the charge. No luck.
Henders, the senior, going to play her basketball at Lewis University next year. That's a Division II program. And she'll be a good one there. Freeze turns, fakes, drives on Henders, gets cut off, looking for some help. Finally has to get it out top to Olinger. Amanda directing traffic, stutter dribble around the high ball screen. Henders comes out to double her, picks it up. Looking for some help, still looking, and a 5-second count. Nope, Lindmark going to have to burn a timeout. That's the third timeout taken here by the Lions. That time, Knuth and Henders came out to trap.
Yep. Olinger picked up her dribble in a difficult location and couldn't get it to a cutter. It looks like Wichita is going to survive 62-57 with 22 seconds to go on that one. Wichita State in first quarterfinal game in Arch Madness in St. Louis.
It was a good one for a while. Good hope right there. The official stats just arrived from the first half. 4:15 to play here in the third. Off the clear out. Nice move by Olinger and gets a reverse layup to go. Got by Henders that time as she drove the baseline.
Great move going baseline and up and under reverse layup.
Nine for Olinger. Lead at 16, 35-19. Again, Freeze goes for the steal. Henders kick out. They leave Stubbs open. Turns it down the shot. Gets it back from Ellie Brown. They're just daring her to take the shot and she's not going to. Stubbs up top, goes crossover, quick move down the lane, shot blocked by Olinger. Amanda got that one, lead pass, broken up by Brown, and then Finley commits the foul. So a turnover, the fifth of the game, and that leads to a Finley foul, her second. Only the first of the second half for either team. Got a clean game so far.
Yep.
Murphy in, and also into the game for the Lions, Allie Johnson, as Lanciel and Akers will come out. As Johnston inbounds. Brown off the 1-4 clear out, drives, spins, goes in the lane, running right hand floater, good. Woo! That was smooth.
It was, and Finley really stopped her initial move very well. Was in good position, but Brown just spun, went the other way, and made a floater.
37-19, high-low pass, right side of the lane. Olinger goes up and scores with the left hand on the cross-lane move.
Olinger more under control here this half offensively so far.
Without a foul, too. 3 minutes to play, third quarter. Johnston leading 37-21. Henders outside the arc right side. They dump it inside to Knuth, and Olinger trying for the steal and got it.
Got her hand on the pass. Knuth then battled back and knocked it out of bounds. Lindmar ball.
That's only the third turnover.
This game is not over, Scott. 16-point margin. Lindmar just has to keep pecking away inch by inch here.
Lindmar with five turnovers. Johnston with three. Megan Murphy, the three-point specialist. Need to get her going. Bullet pass down low. Olinger layup good. As she got the back cut on Jenna Johnson, and Olinger coming alive. She's got 13.
That was a great play run by Coach Brandt's team. Four consecutive makes now for the Lions.
37-23. 2:22 to play. Enters top of the key. Works it over to Brown. Dump pass inside, and they got the foul on Olinger. Going over the back that time.
Olinger trying to do the same thing. Could it contest that pass that Johnston likes to make deep into the post player?
Second team foul, first on Olinger for the future Hawkeye. They'll lob it into Henders at the free throw line. She'll just drop it down to Canute. Turn around hook, rimming, no. Lyons might have got away with a little contact there.
Rebound to somebody, number 24.
Megan Murphy,
excuse me.
Olinger, stutter dribble, gets doubled, spins, right free throw line, looking for some help, gets it back to Johnson. Standing dribble to the right hand. Over it comes to Finley. They'll clear it out for her. Goes one-on-one. A couple crossovers, a drive and a kick. Johnson left side three, in and out. Offensive board, though, to Freeze. Turns, puts it up with the right hand, and banks it home.
The life here for the Lions.
And a Johnston timeout. 30-second timeout. Going to be taken by the Dragons. As Linmar's crept back into it. Down 37-25.
Big contingent of Linmar students across the way excited about those results.
And nice little comeback here by the Lions after Johnston jumped out 33-14. They went 6-0 to start the third quarter. And now Linmar on an 11-4 run make it.
Yeah, and then outscored them 11-10 here in the half.
High school basketball being presented by First Federal Credit Union today. And Linmar with the full court pressure. It's going to be a diamond and one. Olinger up front will face guard the passer and gets it into Brown. Searing into the game now for the Dragons. Brown across the timeline. Whips it up court, right of the lane. Cross court, now it comes. Searing on the ball fake. Kick out to Brown. Right of the key, three, and she hits.
A big answer for the Dragons.
Track, basketball, I don't know what she's going to do at Mizzou, but it's going to be good.
Well, that's kind of what she did to the Washington Warriors when Washington made a run at Johnston. Brown kind of squelched the fun.
Olinger a kick. Johnson for three, no. And the deep kicker chased down by Finley. Gets it down low to Olinger. Starts to drive on Knuth, and they're going to get her for traveling. Tried the little Euro crossover move, and they didn't allow it.
Yeah, a little extra step. Again, trying to be creative with that 6'4 athlete guarding her. And she is truly an athlete.
40-25. Canoes into the front court, picks it up, far hash mark, and gets it to Brown. She'll set up the offense. Brown off the high screen set by Canoe. Stop and go move. Pull up block by Freeze. That was good anticipation. And here comes Allie Johnson the other way. The sophomore with 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter. And Linmar has cut it back down to 15 here. Had it down to 12. Finley behind the screen. Left-hand dribble leaves it for Murphy. And Towers coming out on her. Those two guards really do a good job. Back it comes to Finley. A step back three. Strong, no good. Rebound tapped around. Loose, and Olinger is going to chase it down. Drives on Knuth. Cut off. Back to Murphy in the corner. 7 seconds to play. Back to Johnson. Over to Finley. Open left wing. Three. Got it.
That's the best look that she's had in the game.
And that's it for the third quarter. Lions back within 12. Still work to do, though. After three, it's Johnston 40 and Linmar 28. Back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to coverage of the Girls State Basketball Tournament here on KGYM.
Lee's is doing their don't-do-it-yourself sale. We do have our other sales that come throughout the rest of the year, but nothing's quite like the Lee's sale. It's just the best carpet out there. I have it in my house, and I absolutely love it. I'm Brad Stork with Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. We do have five different 50% off carpets, as well as the rest of the entire Lee's line, 20 to 30% off. But then hard surface, we've got hardwood, we've got laminate, we've got LVT, we've got ceramic tile, porcelain tile, anywhere from 10 to 50% off. And when you figure there's homes that are looking at 1,000 square feet, that's big savings. There's no doubt about it. It saves you money in the long run if you work with a professional that does this every day. The Don't Do It Yourself sale is going on now through April 18th, 2016. Bachmeyer Carpet 1, 3402 Merchant Street, Coralville, across from Tyson's.
Well, the Lions cut it down to 12 as we head to the fourth quarter, and Denny, Linmar will have the basketball.
Johnson, 42% for the game. Linmar, 27%. 18% from three-point range, 50% for Johnston. Rebounded 30-26 advantage for the Lions.
Finley. Linmar trying to run a two-person game with Olinger now, and that's worked the last couple times, Olinger and Finley. Now they work the perimeter. Finley spins left side of the lane, goes cross-court to Freeze. Open baseline jumper, swished right through.
Great pass by Finley.
Six for Freeze, full court pressure. It's down to a 10-point game. Olinger coming up with a steal, crashes into the Lion bench. And the assistant coach, Kelsey Rastetter.
And that would have been big because they got it down to 10. They might have cut that inside 10. Pressure bothering Johnston a bit here.
Olinger, Johnson, Megan Murphy, Finley, and Freeze in there right now. For Linmar, through traffic in a hurry. Ball tipped away by Finley. Loose, and we're going to have a jump. And it's going to be Johnston ball, though. For the Dragons.
Haley Towers gets up slowly there.
Yep.
They're getting Johnston to dribble a lot against this pressure, and the Lions trying to capitalize on that.
Claire Larson in for Megan Murphy for Linmar. Wilmus will come into the game for Johnston, an extra ball handler. As the Dragons will put it in with Brown in there along with Stubbs, Wilmus, Knuth, and Rachel Enders. Brown in the high post. They lob it inside, stolen away. Well, momentarily, Olinger with the tip, and it went right over to a Dragon. Olinger's using her quickness to try to get around Taryn Knuth, who has got 13 points. Here's Brown. Double pumper off the glass. No good, but crashing the boards is Enders for the putback.
Well, she's another solid player. They just are loaded with good players.
42-30, Dragons by a dozen. Linmar can't trade baskets. 6:38 to play. Larson working the weave up top, gets it to Allie Johnson. Looking back door instead, gets up top to Finley. Ball fake, driving right, spins back, splits a double team, layup good.
Pretty move.
Seven for Cam. And it's 42-32, back to a 10-point game. No look pass ahead to Shayna Stubbs. She'll yo-yo it out at the near side hash right in front of us. And now Brown will call out the play. Right now, Jamie Brandt wants Linmar to extend. Here's a pass inside, tipped away by Olinger and stolen.
Kind of very good defensive job on Knuth here in the second half.
Only the fourth Johnston turnover. Olinger cut off, looking for help, hands it back to Finley to a wide open Larson for three. No, off the front iron. Got to take that shot, though. It's wide open. Brown drives, double pump, runner in the lane, rimming no, rebound loose. It'll go to Johnston as Johnson corralled it, but on the baseline.
Three Lions there, and they kind of fought each other for the ball and it ended up going out of bounds.
Lions on defense. Knuth been quiet here in the second half. Now they got Hinders posted up. And they've moved Knuth outside. Here's Stubbs. Lob pass inside, and that time Olinger did foul Knuth. Trying to tap it away from behind and got her arm.
Amanda has really contested every interior pass to Knuth in this half, and she's been successful about as most of the time, really.
Johnston has not committed a foul in the second half.
Yep, there haven't been many whistles.
Three fouls only on Linmar. Inbound to Henders, looking for that high-low. They work the triangle right. Now Stubbs will bring it back out. To Ellie Brown right in front of us. Larson will pick her up. 42-32 Johnston. Stubbs looking inside. Instead goes high post, Henders. Brown coming off the high ball screen. Turns the corner, pick and roll underneath. Knuth, and it's swatted out of bounds by Olinger.
Knuth not used to having another player get up there to contest a shot, and Olinger got a piece of that. The Johnston fans thought maybe she got a piece of her arm.
That was clean. Inbound, Dragons. And they've taken a lot of time in this possession. We're at 5 minutes clock rolling here in the ballgame. Brown off the clear out, going one-on-one. Fakes, tried to dump it inside, instead up to Wilmus.
And the Johnston Dragons advisedly being patient.
Exactly. They're not going to take an ill-advised shot here. Stubbs backs it and out, gets it to Brown, going for the steal, nearly coming up with it. That time was Lanceil. Brown in the lane, runner, no. Off the back iron, rebound hinders, block, foul. And she'll get a couple free throws.
There was some heavy-duty play in there that time.
Freeze has her third. She almost, Johnston has four fouls in the game.
Yeah.
None in the second half.
Hinders with her eighth rebound of the game in there in traffic.
Missed the free throw.
And that's news because she's a 91% free throw shooter.
She'd have done well at the old state free throw shooting contest.
You betcha.
Second free throw up right through. I haven't seen many free throws shot. In fact, Lindmar has only shot one.
Oh, Johnston has eight free throw attempts, made five.
4:25 to play in the game. Megan Murphy back in for Lindmar. On the hand back to Johnson. Out front to Finley. Stops, pops, in and out for three. Stubbs with a rebound underneath. 4:14 to play. Johnston by 11. Ooh, near steal by Finley. Brown underneath the Knuth, and she'll bring it back out. Just run some clock here.
Smart play.
Brown coming off the screen all the way down the lane. Got hammered and almost got the three-point play. And Freeze picked up her fourth.
Had to come over to help. And El Brown is a real asset in this situation when we're trying to control the ball because she's a very good ball handler. And when there's an opening, she can take it to the basket effectively. She's a 78% free throw shooter.
As a free throw up and in. Johnston is so effective. They set screens with Knuth and Hinders and then run Brown right off of it. You're not going to get there.
And they've run some very good pick and rolls off that action as well.
Brown with 12 and the lead back to 13. Under four to play in the game. 45-32 Johnston. Finley going crossover off to clear out. Takes a right free throw line. Kick back, Olinger. Step back three, no.
Rebound to Hinders, her ninth.
She's on her way to a double-double. 9 points and nine rebounds. And there's a foul on Finley. Her third. And that'll be the sixth team foul.
And looks odd to look up there and see six team fouls on Lindmar and none on Johnston.
Full timeout going to be taken by Jamie Brandt. We'll take one as well with Lindmar with one remaining. 45-32 Johnston out in front. Back in a minute. You're listening to coverage of the Girls State Basketball Tournament on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Are you looking for a fun, fulfilling work atmosphere with opportunities to grow? IMON Communications is currently seeking qualified candidates like you. IMON offers competitive pay and benefits, as well as opportunities for professional development. IMON employees share a passion for creating connections, one person at a time. By joining IMON, you'll have the opportunity to make a positive impact with your fellow coworkers and in your community. If you're ready to make a change and join a gratifying work environment, visit imon.net/careers today to view their open positions.
Back at the Girls State Basketball Tournament. Johnston led pretty much all the way after an early Lindmar lead, and the Dragons trying to put it away and punch their ticket to the state championship, and Finley has just picked up her fourth foul. And that's the bonus now.
Shayna Stubbs goes to the line. She's a 56% free throw shooter. That's probably who Lindmar wanted to foul. But with Finley with four in jeopardy.
And now Megan Murphy for offense back in for Claire Larson. 3:24 to play, and Johnston up 45-32.
You talk about odd stats. Megan Murphy has made 41 threes on the season and has not shot a free throw this entire season.
Stubbs gets the front end of the one and one and switches them both.
So I'd say she's a three-point outside shooting specialist.
A little backwards defense shown and dropped back by Johnston. 3:18 to play. And the Dragons back up to a 15-point lead in this one. High lob pass, Finley. Turns outside the arc right wing, puts it on the floor. Goes behind the back with it. Stop and go move. Might have got away with traveling. Gets it inside. Reverse layup good by Olinger on the back door.
Good two-person game there and great move by Olinger. She's had a very good second half especially.
She's played within herself. As far as the shots, we're going to get a Johnston timeout here.
13-point game, just under 3 minutes to go.
Coming up tonight, Springville basketball. Springville in 1A will go for the big gold trophy tonight as they take on Turkey Valley. Looking forward to that one tonight at 5:45 here on KGYM.
It appears that they may be the last Linn County team standing. After five teams made the trip.
Great year in girls basketball, though, this year.
Really was. Really is, excuse me.
Still
not
going.
Over yet.
Absolutely, still going on.
The other 5A semi following this one. We'll have Cedar Falls out of the Mississippi Valley Conference taking on, help me.
Ankeny Centennial.
How could I forget?
Jaguar fans making their way into the auditorium.
Is that a three-year-old high school now? Has it been there in their third year, and they're making a big impact on the athletic scene already?
Yep. I believe their first championship was a golf championship.
I think it was.
I know it was.
And Centennial and Dowling both, the 1-2 in the state last year in golf, both returned everybody.
Inbound, Johnson looking, and they just get it into Knuth. That's a pretty good, nice little thing to have at a 6'4 player when you can just lob it up to her.
A release valve.
Nice little luxury. Brown ball handling out front, Larson all over her. Now they hedge out there with Olinger. Here's the dump pass inside to Knuth. Turn around, no, but drew the foul. Just pick and roll from way up top, and they got a mismatch with Larson.
Yep, Olinger switched out there trying to get the hedge move like Adam Woodbury does with the Hawkeyes.
And Knuth will have two. That was team foul number 8 on Linmar. This is a tough team to come back against with the free throw prowess that they have. Finley back in.
The three people that handle the ball the most for Johnston all shoot it better than 75% from the line.
Missed the second one, though. Knuth with 14. 48-34 with 2:29 to play. Line basketball. Olinger all the way in and got fouled by Knuth on the shot.
Newsflash.
Hey, a foul. And the Lion fans with a Bronx cheer.
Good move by Olinger there, and the foul was on Knuth.
To the free throw line and gets the first.
Lions are perfect at the line today, 2 for 2.
48-34, and Linmar down 14. One more coming up for Olinger, who's got 16, make it 17. Full court pressure. Lions got to get some steals. Down by 13, and they got one. Nice pass, shovel underneath to Johnson. Leaner, no, but drew the foul off the steal from Lansfield.
Lions keep battling. Make a couple here. They got it down to 10 with 2:19 to go.
First on Ellie Brown. And two free throws for Allie Johnson. The sophomore puts it up and missed it. We'll have one more.
She's a 74% free throw shooter. She's going to make this one.
Wilmus into the lineup. So now Johnston has 5 college athletes out on the floor. Got a big brace on her right knee. She's going to be a softball player at Missouri.
Margin is 11 here.
It's Still time. 2:19 to play. Brown trapped in the backcourt. Long escape pass gets it over to Wilmus. Circles out of trouble, and we're going to get a Johnston timeout to avoid the 10-second call.
And they still have two remaining. Lindmar has one. Team fouls eight on Lindmar, two on the Dragons.
That'll be a full timeout. We'll take a 30 with 2:13 to play in the game. And Johnston up over Lindmar, 48-37. Back after this 30-second break on KGYM.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Back with you at Wells Fargo Arena, the Iowa Event Center, for the 2016 Iowa Girls State Basketball Tournament. And it'll be Johnston, the inbound. They still got two timeouts left.
Wichita State won that game, I don't know if I mentioned, 66-58. And Liberty may need to hold another Donald Trump rally as they trail 48-16.
To Asheville. Here's Brown weaving her way through traffic. Good ball handling. Stubbs back into the game now for Johnston. Also Hinders and Wilmus will stay in there. And Brown, here's that high-low again. They get it inside. Knuth this time turned down the shot. And they're just gonna, time is the friend of the Dragons right now, and there's a foul. Brown fouled by Larson.
There again, using that 6'4 athlete as a release foul from pressure. Great asset to have for Johnston.
And Finley back in along with Megan Murphy for the Lions.
And even though Johnston starts three seniors, not a bad nucleus with L. Brown and Taryn Knuth coming back next year.
Not too bad. Inside out. Free throw no by Brown on the 1-1. And Olinger with another rebound. That's at least 16. Backing her way in. High lob pass. High catch along the sideline. Finley going baseline all the way in. Goes cross court. To Johnson. Fumbled for a moment. Lions pick it up. Minute 35 to play, and the Dragons all over. Here's Murphy.
Looking for a three, but just can't get any daylight.
Stubbs with a near steal. That's great defense by those guards out front.
Yeah. Stubbs isn't a shooter, but she does a lot of other things. She got that, you know, just when Lindmar was starting to make a comeback, she got a big steal in the backcourt.
Lions inbound. They get it to Johnson. And now Finley. Lions got to get going. A minute 22 to play. Finley a step back, high arching three. Off the back iron, no. And the rebound to Stubbs, fouled by Allie Johnson. Lions did get it back within 10, but that's as close as they are going to get it. As going to the free throw line will be Shayna Stubbs. And she's got a 4-point afternoon going. Trying to put it away for the Dragons. And missed the first free throw. Has one more upcoming. Doesn't take a dribble, just shoots it. Puts it in. 1:17 to play. Amanda Olinger will bring it up. For one of the final few times as a high school player. She'll take an inside shot short. Finley put back from foul. And that will be charge two. Going to get it on Knuth. Her second, and that's the third of the half, seventh of the game for the Dragons. Two free throws for Cameron Finley, and she'll be the centerpiece of this Lindmar team next year. Lanceel, a senior, coming back in for Murphy. Freeze and Murphy or and Finley all back. Allie Johnson back next year. Second free throw up and in.
Even though there haven't been many fouls on Johnston and not many free throws for Lindmar, I don't have a big complaint about the officiating in this game. Johnston, very good athletes and played very good position defense.
Yeah, absolutely right. and a well-officiated game. Here's a lead pass, and we got a foul. That's going to be on Akers from behind.
Johnston fans asking for intentional, and the officials are talking about it.
And it'll be on Akers, and that will be a regular foul. 10-point game with a minute one to play. And Rachel Hinders on the line. And rattles home the first. One more coming up. Don't forget to tune in tonight, 107.5, 106.3 FM.
Coach Chad Gillick. This will be his 60th win as a coach at Waukee, and I believe five seasons.
Johnston.
Johnston, excuse me.
Well, you see purple and gold out there.
Yeah.
I know.
Thanks,
that's not Chris Guess. Little backwards defense here. 1 minute to play. Long up court pass to Johnson. Tried to go cross court, threw it away.
And I think Jellick succeeded Cedar Rapids native. Gradiville, I believe,
yep,
used to be the coach.
And he had the Johnston Dragons helm for a long time.
And how about Jamie Prindy Brandt? A salute to her. 2 years at the helm at Linmar. 36-12.
Brown with 45 seconds to play. Holds up the center circle. 51-39. Lions chasing, but they haven't fouled as of yet. And not sure they're Linmar seniors. 19 seconds to play.
Lexi Freeze, Brittany Lancio.
Now Freeze is a junior.
Okay. Excuse me. Brittany Lancio, Allie Akers. And Claire Larson.
Knuth just holding it. Olinger chasing her. And that's going to do it. Johnston with a win. 51-39 over the Linmar Lions. And Johnston will go off to the state championship game at 22-3. And Linmar closes out their season at 20-5. We'll take a final 90-second timeout and come back with the postgame. From Des Moines, after this, you're listening to coverage of the Girls State Basketball Tournament from KGYN.
There was a time when you knew the name of the grocer, the banker, and the tailor. Simpler days when a rotary telephone was the most advanced communication device anyone had. That's the world Hertine and Stocker Jewelers opened its doors to back in the 1940s. A bustling downtown with friends stopping in to browse, buy, or just say hello. And no matter how busy a shop might be, you are always warmly greeted and well taken care of. Willa Dickens began working with customers in those distant days, and he raised his boys Terry and Tim to understand that it was the way you made people feel that genuinely made a difference. You'll sense it when you step into Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. Even though you'll be surrounded by today's most beautiful jewelry, you'll recognize the lost art of service that has been carefully maintained. Come see what's in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And be sure to stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, and now Kate. One of them is always there.
No lizard, or TV personality, or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Team pictures being taken. Still don't know why they do that after the game. The boys do it before you ever get to the auditorium floor.
Yeah,
and I think that's a good move.
Everybody's still smiling then.
But the Lions fall short here this afternoon. Final score of the Johnston Dragons, 51, and the Linmar Lions, 39. We welcome you back to Wells Fargo Arena one final time this afternoon. Scott Unash along with Denny Gettle. As Johnston controlled this game for most of the contest, Linmar had an early lead of two. But then Johnston took over and led by as many as 19. Linmar did creep back within 10, but that's really as close as the Lions would get here for the second half of this one. And I think Linmar figured it out as the game went on. They went with that two-person game with Olinger and Finley, but just too many Too many wild shots, ill-advised shots in that first half by Lindmar.
Yep, they were 3 for 21 from three-point range, and Lindmar had been a 32, almost 33% three-point shooting team on the season, but not today. And a lot of that's due to the size of Johnston. That just makes you want to rush your shot, not want to, but makes you rush your shot a little bit to make sure you can get it off. And sometimes you don't concentrate in that target as much as you should. And they 3 for 21 from beyond the arc. They were 12 for 31 inside the arc, 15 for 52 overall. But Johnston's a very good team, and it's going to take a very good team to knock them off.
Yeah, it is, and doing very, very well at the girls' state basketball tournament as the Dragons will look for the state championship tomorrow evening.
Their three losses on the season were all in the middle, to Southeast Polk, Mason City, and Waukee. Mason City playing for the 4A title game right before them tomorrow night.
Take a look at the final scoring for the victorious Johnston Dragons. They go to 22-3 on the year. Three in double figures. Taryn Knuth leading the way, the 6'4 junior who will play volleyball at Florida State coming up in a couple years. She's only a junior, and she ends up with 14 points. Ellie Brown with 12 points. Now she'll be at Missouri in a couple of years. 11 points for Rachel Hinders, and then 5 for Shayna Stubbs and Haley Towers with 3. Off the bench, Paige Searin with 5 and Jenna Johnson with 1. For their total of 6. For the Lindmar Lions, they were led by Amanda Olinger this afternoon. Closes out her 1,000-point career. Or started off at Jefferson, went on to Lindmar, and was great both places. Ended up with 17 points for the future Hawkeye in her final high school game. Cameron Finley, 9, 7 of those coming in the second half. Lexi Fries with 6. Brittany Lancio with a 3-pointer for 3. Carly Spees had 3. Allie Johnson with a free throw for 1. The turnovers, Johnston only with 5. Lindmar only with 7. Both teams played a very solid floor game in this one. Bench scoring was 6-4 in favor of the Dragons. Free throw shooting, Johnston was 14 out of 19, and Lindmar 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. And you got shooting and rebounding. Go over those.
Just 21 fouls in the game. That helps the girls' union get back ahead of schedule here. They've got little time before the next one is supposed to begin. But the shooting percentages, that's what you asked me for, so sorry I diverted. Lindmar is 15 for 52 for the game, just 29%. 3 out of 21, as I mentioned, from three-point range, just 14% there. Johnston, 17 out of 43 from the field. Just under 40%. They were 4 for 8 from three-point range, so when they needed a big shot, they seemed to get it. 50% from beyond the arc. Free throws, 13 for 19 for the Dragons. 68%. 6 out of 7 for the Lions. 85.7%. Rebounds, almost a wash. Johnston with a 34-33 advantage. But individual rebounds, Rachel Hinders, the 5'10", 5'11", senior had 11 rebounds for Johnston, 9 for Taryn Knuth, 3 for Shayna Stubbs, 2 for Haley Towers, 1 apiece for 4 of the players. The Lions were led in rebounding by Amanda Olinger with 16, gave her 38 in 2 games down here. A tremendous job on the board by Amanda as she ends her high school career. Next leading rebounder for the Lions, Lexi Fries. The junior will be back next year. She'll be their post player, most likely. She had 4 rebounds, 3 for Cameron Finley, 2 apiece for Allie Akers, Allie Johnson, and Claire Larson, and 1 apiece for Megan Murphy and Carly Speed.
Johnston wins it 51-39. The two teams for our next game getting ready to make their way out onto the court here with Ankeny Centennial and the Cedar Falls Tigers. As that'll be the second 5A semifinal here. And love this. Best of luck to the Tigers. They carry the banner of the conference.
Last hope for the MVC.
And it's been a while since an MVC team has made the Saturday night 5A or 4A game.
This is only the second. Oh, let's see. Cedar Falls was here a year ago, I believe.
Yep.
And so 2 years in a row, 39-8. Actually 40-8,
now for Coach Greg Gruen at Cedar Falls.
The last three state championship games in 5A, since they've gone to 5A, it's been always a CIML final. Iowa City West went back-to-back in 2011. Well, Linmar in 10, of course. Iowa City West in 11 and 12, losing to Des Moines East in 11 and winning in 2012.
Well, three of the state title games are going to be rematches. The Class 1A, 2A, and 3A. Class 4A, it'll be first meeting of the season between Mason City and Pella. And if Ankeny Centennial prevails here, there'll be a rematch in the 5A, as they had a game during the season with Johnston, one that they lost 61-41.
So Centennial and Cedar Falls getting ready to go at it here in game number two. We'll be back later on. It'll be Springville in action for the 1A state championship. Springville will take on Turkey Valley, 5:45 airtime. Please join us on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym, coming up tonight. We've got our homework to do before that particular ball game, but I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It will. Coach Sanderson and his Springville Orioles giving a very good account of themselves down here and trying to get some revenge tonight to their only loss of the season to Turkey Valley, an undefeated team from the northeast corner of the state.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for our broadcast. We're going to get you back to our local programming. It'll be Mark Dukes, my co-host, along with Alex Kuhn with the gym class. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. And then also coming up later on, the APC from 4 o'clock till 6 o'clock tonight, because we got Iowa State basketball. The women will take on Texas Tech in the opening round, the play-in, if you will, of the Big 12 tournament down in Kansas City, and that will be at 6 o'clock on 1600 AM. Denny, we got time for a $9 hot dog, and get ready to go for the 1As.
We better get up there quick before it goes to 10.
It's going to wrap things up. Big thanks to Jeff Downing. Superior work again back in the studios. Thanks to all our great sponsors. Thanks to everybody for tuning into the broadcast. We do appreciate it, as always. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. And for Denny Gettle, I'm Scott Unesh, saying so long from Wells Fargo Arena, downtown Des Moines. Final score of our 5A state semifinal, the Johnston Dragons 51 and the Linmar Lions 39. And so long from downtown Des Moines.